Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag STR Share Sunday. We'll share you here in the podcast on our Instagram channel on Sundays to our entire email list. Annette, who are we celebrating this week?
This week, we are sharing at Little Cove A-Frame. Again, that's at Little Cove A-Frame. And I want to highlight something that I was like wowed by in this property. Sarah walked in for us to record this podcast and I was like,
look.
No, I'm like, I want an A-Frame. I want to buy an A-Frame. their loft area, please take a look at it. They have an alternative to bunk beds, which I think is just genius and can work for children, for teens, for tweens, for adults. It is a loft with four single beds. And what I love about it is they each have their own little nook and they each have their built-in beds and they have a reading lamp and a little shelf to keep your essentials within reach per their feed. It is so well done. And also, another highlight to this loft is they have a projector screen over the windows that pulls down. So all of the guests in that upstairs could have a movie night. I'm thinking they maybe had, kids in mind with this. But this is so well done. I see there's like hooks in between the beds for whether it be they have like a backpack and some binoculars, but if it's for towels or coats or swimsuits, this is just so well designed. I want to give them a shout out there on that. And then the whole rest of the house is just so impressive. Take a look at their feed. I haven't seen a Instagram feed this aesthetically pleasing in a long time. The view to the water is amazing. They are new to hosting, so let's give them a little bit of love. And their logo, Little Cove, is inside an A-frame.
So cute.
It's really well done. But please take a look at that loft built-in beds. I just think that that is next level design and thoughtfulness, not only for the guests, but also for your turnover team. So they're not having to, you know, hike up there in bunk beds and try to change the sheets. All right, Little Cove A-frame, well done. We can't wait to highlight one of you next. So please use our hashtag STRShareSunday.
Woohoo. Okay.
Speaking of A-frames.
Yeah, I love how, so we have, of course, you guys all know, maybe you don't know, but we have Colleen, who is on our team, and she is crushing making sure our STR share somehow aligns with the episode that week. Well done, Colleen. We see you on that. But yeah, this week we have on the podcast a really interesting story, listeners. Monique DiLorenzo is a host of a cute, cute, cute A-frame, the Vermont A-frame, which if you want to check out her A-frame, it is in our show notes. But like so many other hosts we actually know, she also works for a short-term rental industry brand solution. So she works for Price Labs. She was a host first and then wanted to dive all in on the industry, which I think is so special. She's a solutions consultant with Price Labs, a revenue management tool for hosts and property managers that provides users with data-driven dynamic pricing and powerful market insights. So if you've heard of dynamic pricing, Price Labs offers that solution. It's actually who we use in our business. Monique began her career in various sales positions, but found her passion in the vacation rental industry after becoming a host herself. In this episode, we brought Monique on. I feverishly emailed her right at that point when Airbnb released their winter release and all that chatter was going out around, you know, removing the cleaning fee and having to bake it into your nightly rate. I was like, Monique, what are you hearing at Price Labs? Do you have a direct connection with Airbnb? What is going on with the short-term stay cleaning pricing, the long-term stay cleaning pricing, removing it altogether? We need it from you guys because you are all day pricing all the time. And we cannot wait to share with you what Monique shared with us in this interview. Annette, what was your favorite part?
There's so many favorite parts. I just think that it's an exercise of continuing to stay on top of the reason you're hosting. And it really is revenue. And that it can become easier with time. And there are tools out there that will help you if you give them the chance.
How about that bomb tip she left at the very, very end?
You got to stick around to the end because there are so many different philosophies on, you know, making money on your cleaning. Some people actually pay for, you know, have to pay extra for their cleaning. Monique gives a tip at the end that is really innovative, something that you can, I think this is the thing is that with Price Labs, there's so many things that you can automate. And we also have, all transparency, we have our affiliate link in the show notes and we have an offer for you from Price Labs. If you haven't used them yet, take them up, especially here at the beginning of the year. And I think another thing that just kind of blew my mind is that Price Labs does daily, yes, I am saying this, daily webinars for their users live. So you can ask your question and they have 24/7 support Monday through Friday. So it's like a no-brainer to use them and let them help you with your pricing.
Monique, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We need to tell the listeners that this is a kind of a full circle moment that you, I think you are one of our first like people that we would go back and forth with on Instagram, one of the first A-frames like we followed as thanks for visiting. So it is kind of really full circle that you're now on the show as a team member of Price Labs. You were at our conference this fall. We've actually seen you a couple of times this fall doing the concert, got the conference circuit. But let's get into your story about your A-frame first and your history with short-term rentals, and then segue into you becoming a team member of Price Labs. And then we're going to dig into some pricing.
Yeah, let's do it. I do feel like this has been a long time coming because my husband and I, when we first got into the industry, the Thanks for Visiting podcast was one of the first ones that we came across. And then we started following you on Instagram, and then it's like back and forth. And you guys were like one of our first Instagram friends, quote unquote. We still consider you guys such. So it's really fun. It's really exciting to kind of be making these like in-person connections that we've made over the last few months after so many years of like talking just on the internet. So yeah, a little bit of background about how I got started in the industry. It was early 2018, and my husband and I were both working, you know, our typical 9-to-5 office jobs, very monotonous. Love the stability of an office job. I won't knock on that, but you know, it just left something to be desired. And we're both very outdoorsy people. We love the mountains, we love nature, we like hiking. He loved skiing and I learned to love skiing, and now I'm obsessed with skiing.
Okay.
And you know, it started as like, doesn't everyone like browse Zillow with their partners and
yes.
just be like, oh, look at this house. Like, how cool is this? And it started that way. And we were sending each other, you know, real estate listings in Vermont. We had gone the summer before together, and it was maybe my first time there with him. And I fell in love with it. So we start sending each other listings, and like, you know, you start kind of like coming up with these ideas. And we were like, well, maybe if we rented on the weekends, we'd be able to keep this as a place for ourselves to get away. And one thing led to another. And within 3 months, we were under contract on the A-frame. And we had a pretty strict criteria of like what we were looking for in terms of the size of the house, the budget that we were trying to stay within, and the amount of effort that it was going to take to get up and running, because Vermont's about 4 hours away from us. We're located in New Jersey. We found a place that checked off almost every single one of our boxes, and we closed at the end of the summer. By mid-October, we were hosting our first guests. I did not think that we would have achieved everything that we have in those 5 years. We have a small-ish but really engaged following on Instagram. We have had dozens of repeat guests. We have made a community of other A-frame hosts. We've made a community with, you know, people like yourselves that run podcasts and informational sources for hosts. We've built a website. We have direct booking. Just the amount that we've accomplished within 5 years between like the marketing and the following that we've created, it really feels like we've created a community. Whereas like we went into it really thinking that it was just something that would help us offset the cost of the mortgage.
I love it.
I was proven wrong very quickly. So it was pretty much within like the first 6 months of hosting that we kind of realized that like, okay, this could actually be something. And 5 years later, here we are.
Tell our followers where they can, right now, if they're sitting at home, how they can connect with you via Instagram right now so they can see while they're listening.
Yeah. Our Instagram handle is @thevermontaframe. So just all one word, no symbols, no underscores. Our website is thevermontaframe.com. You can find us, Monique and Jason Pomeroy, as well. That's definitely the best way to keep up with what's going on A-frame-wise in our life.
I have one last question about this specific property. Was A-frame on that must-have list? Were you like A-frame or bust?
Sort of. The first property that we really fell in love with was an A-frame. And I was like, oh my God, how cute is this? Like, look at how sweet it is. And it ended up not being the house that we got. It is a house that is a short-term rental now, which is really funny. I think that the people that own that house are really sweet. It's super cute and it's not that far from us. An absolute must have. We just wanted something that felt like a true cabin, like in the woods. Something that felt like it wasn't, something that didn't feel like out of place, right? We live in a Cape Cod in New Jersey. And if you were to put like a Cape Cod on like a side street on the mountains in Vermont, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it wasn't the vibe that we were going for. I really, really, really wanted it to be an A-frame though. Like even the final three places, it was two A-frames and one log cabin. But I was really kind of hell-bent on the A-frame, even though it wasn't actually one of our must-haves.
I love it. I also love, this is like just sticking out to me, how, you know, you don't have to have, you know, 15 properties in order for you to make this really significant in your life and to make a big life change for your family, that you've really gone all in on this property and created that impactful community. It's just a really cool accomplishment. Talk to us now about how the heck Price Labs came into this, because I, unlike Annette, did not make the connection at first. Like Vermont A-Frame and you at Price Labs were two different human beings until like Annette connected the dots for me. I thought you were this like pricing scientist lady who like, you know, was crushing it in that world.
Like, so, no, she's the Vermont A-Frame. Come on.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? And my worlds were colliding. And Annette and I know a couple other people in our community, in our world, who started working for brands in the industry. So I'm sure our listeners are really interested in how you were able to make this newfound passion into a full-time career that doesn't necessarily involve the A-frame. The A-frame is a part of your life.
So complimentary to
How'd you do that?
Yeah. I think, you know, for the first several years of hosting at the A-frame and running like everything behind the scenes, I was still working at that office job or a different office job at that point, I believe. And I just was not passionate about it. It was like bare minimum. It's not always fun working for someone else, you know? There were some perks to it. It was close to home. They were, you know, nice people, but like giving yourself 110% towards someone else chasing their dream isn't exactly my idea of like satisfying, right? So on the back end, like I just kind of started putting more and more effort into the A-frame. And eventually I left that office job and, you know, they were restructuring. They decided to outsource some of the work that I was doing. And my husband and I stepped back and we were like, you know, like we need to take this as a sign. Like I can't just jump back into something that isn't going to fulfill me, right? So let's take inventory of like where we're at in our lives and what we're really passionate about. You know, it took about 6 months for me to kind of like really hone in on what I wanted to do. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that the hospitality industry in general was where I would end up. I was never a waitress. I was never a hostess, never a bartender.
Oh, girl, you got to get out there. It's fun. It's fun.
It wasn't like, even though I'm a social person, I'm a personable person, and I really like connecting with people, that just wasn't where I was at. And when he suggested the idea of like, well, you're really good with like everything A-frame related, like, why don't you try to break into this industry? We have some family that's in the industry, not short-term rentals specifically, but hotels. I had some with them and I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I kind of went into it with no real direction other than the guidance of thinking about what companies have we worked with ourselves specifically that I think have been beneficial to our growth. And dynamic pricing was the first kind of software that we implemented. It was before we used a PMS, before, you know, Instagram was the only other
part of your like tech stack.
Instagram was our tech stack. And then, you know, that was the first thing we signed up for. And I was like, this was a really important piece of the puzzle in like making us successful. And it was kind of like one thing led to another. And Price Labs is who we've been using for the last 2 years now, I want to say. I saw a job opening that looked like it would be good for me. And I just went for it. And it was honestly like the second job that I applied to.
No, love it. So Annette and I have been champions of dynamic pricing since I discovered it, you know what I mean, years ago. And it's like, wow, this really works and helps you. We always say like, you know, Airbnb's smart pricing looks out for Airbnb as it should. And so it just makes sense that we should get something that is not related
to that third party.
Mm-hmm. And when I discovered Price Labs, it was like, okay, this is not my area of expertise. You know, looking at data and analyzing market trends. It's not something I enjoy doing, but I knew that I had to figure it out if I was going to be successful for myself and my clients. And so I want our listeners to hear from you, because while this isn't necessarily like a Price Labs, you know, episode, because you do want to get to like the core of what's going on right now with pricing mm-hmm. within Airbnb. But really quickly, I want you to share, you have one property and you saw success using a third-party dynamic pricing software, Price Labs. And then of course decided that you wanted to work for the company. So talk to our listeners out there who have one, two, three properties about that, it being your number one piece of tech that made a difference for you. Because I think they need to hear it from someone who is so excited about the success they started to work for the company. I mean, what a great way to
testimonial.
Testimonial, yeah.
Yeah, and there's actually multiple of us at the company. You can take a look at the website. There's a profile on the blog highlighting myself, but there's also several other team members that were users of Price Labs before joining the company.
Very cool.
But I think you said it best, that you're not a data expert, right? But that you saw that there was a need to use data when determining where to set your prices. That's kind of the beauty of the software in a nutshell, is that you don't need to be the expert in order to make data-driven decisions on where your pricing should be set at. Let the algorithm, let the software itself do the actual heavy lifting of the analytics, and then take that data in the way that we digest it. It's very simple and easy to understand, and use it to inform your strategy, right? There's nothing worse than going into setting your rates blindly without knowing where the competition stands at the very least and what your high and low seasons are. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything else, those are the two biggest things that you will learn off the bat by starting to use dynamic pricing.
Every morning I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes, I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats, and yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know, but I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostfully, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes. Plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off. I love it. And how about the investment you made, you know, pre-working for Price Labs? Like, you felt it was well worth part of your revenue from the A-frame and put towards mm-hmm. Price Labs.
I mean, it's $20 a month. It's
yeah.
The amount that we made back on that, I wish that I could give you an exact figure on what our ROI was. Mm-hmm. But we certainly made that back within our first month of using the product.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can attest that too, listeners. Like, it's it was shocking how much I was able to push my rates at different times of the year that I didn't even think of it, or getting, you know, an alert essentially from Price Labs. It was like, hey, you need to know that this is coming and you are not prepared. Your prices are not in line with what you mm-hmm. could be collecting from travelers. So that was really great for us. So can we dive into what's going on right now and how Price Labs is digesting the information about this whole like cleaning fee fiasco mm-hmm. with Airbnb? Because people are wondering, well, and I know Monique, you and I have like talked on email. So obviously this is all still like happening slash not happening slash maybe it's happening. But at the core of it, users are wondering, do I need to bake my cleaning fee into my nightly rate? And if so, what if my competitors aren't doing that? Am I going to look inflated? Like, how is Price Labs viewing all of these different changes within Airbnb as of late and how it impacts hosts' price?
Yeah. You know, there's a couple different ways that you can approach it, right? So a couple months ago, there was that big scare that the cleaning fees were going to be eliminated, that if you didn't set a cleaning fee for the two-night stay or the one-night stay, that you weren't going to get any cleaning yeah. fee at all, that it had to be different prices. So when you're in Price Labs, we actually don't set your cleaning fee whatsoever. You're always going to set that on Airbnb. Now, what we can give you is data around where you might want to set that cleaning fee. At the end of the day, we are all running businesses, and cleaning for a short-term rental is different than cleaning for a hotel. Mm-hmm. For a hotel, you can have staff. You have the same room repeated over and over and over. There is no kitchen. There is typically one bathroom, and there's maybe one or two beds. The differences between cleaning short-term rentals and hotels, like think of the difference in just the kinds of short-term rentals that you might be like looking at. My listing, it's a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, small, about 1,000 square feet, right? That is so wildly different than a large four-bedroom home with five bathrooms, a kitchen and a kitchenette, things like that. So the fact that we would ever be expected to eliminate our cleaning fees entirely is just wild to me. And I do not recommend someone just eliminating it altogether. If you remember, I don't know if it's still there because I control everything through a PMS now. Maybe you can tell me if it is. But when I first signed up for Airbnb, there used to be like a box that you could check off that said, I pay my cleaners yes. a living wage. Yes. You guys remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay. If that is something that is so important that it's worth calling out to guests, why would the software ever want to fully eliminate a cleaning fee, right? To me, I would love to see them do what they ended up doing with pet fees and rolling it into the final price. That way you can still have your cleaning fee set, but it's the final price that's displayed to the guests. To me, this is where it becomes more of an Airbnb problem versus a problem that the host should have to solve. Now, just because I think of it that way doesn't mean that it's something that the host doesn't actually have to solve, because it doesn't really seem like Airbnb is tackling the whole perception of the cleaning fees, right?
Right.
Is this all making sense? Mm-hmm. I hope.
Perfect yeah. sense. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay. So with that being said, as it stands right now, hosts are still able to set their cleaning fees, which so how do you determine where your cleaning fees are set? Me personally, we just charge exactly what our cleaner charges us. We don't need to factor in the additional cost of laundering and whatnot, because that's actually all built into our cleaning fee. Other overhead items are kind of built into our nightly rate, like the cost to replace our linens, do like a refresh on towels and sheets and whatnot. But in terms of the actual cleaning, all of us, we just pass that charge on to the guests. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've noticed is that when our cleaning fee was actually set at the rate that our cleaner charges us, we were on the higher end of the market. And this is actually where Price Labs comes in. We have a tool within our software called Market Dashboards. It is separate from dynamic pricing. You do not need to have a listing to use Market Dashboards. You can pay about $10 a month to get a Market Dashboard and look at all the information for all of the listings in your area. At the bottom of our dashboards, we have an entire section dedicated to fees and amenities. You can filter down that dashboard and look at comp sets in your area. Let's say you filter it down. I have a 2-bedroom place. I'm looking at just 2-bedroom listings. I want to know what other 2-bedroom listings are charging. We will show you that in the dashboard. And not only will we show you that, we'll show you what percentage of booking the hosts are getting that are charging the cleaning fee relative to the market, right? So you have your cleaning fee set between $115 and $140. We'll show you what share of the bookings those hosts are getting. Mm. So it really helps you identify quickly on a curve where the most common cleaning fee is set at, and is it reasonable with what the guest expectations are?
Wow, that's powerful. What does that go across like any other amenity that we can charge for on the OTAs, on Airbnb, like pet fees or, I don't know, linen fees, management fees, resort fees? Like, are all those visible in Price Labs dashboard?
Not quite. It's harder for us to show those because Airbnb rolls it all in now, right? So since we're scraping data that's publicly available on Airbnb, and since Airbnb doesn't identify those things as line items anymore, it's harder for us to identify. What we can show, aside from the cleaning fees, though, are extra guest fees, which is really helpful. We can also show you what amenities other hosts have to offer versus that way you can easily compare where you're at versus the market.
What are your thoughts at Price Labs? And this might be a little bit of a curveball. So many of you are not prepared to answer. That's okay. But what's Price Labs talking about with, Airbnb now coming out with coming in, you know, they say early 2024, the ability for an Airbnb user to see what their neighbors are charging for a particular night. Do you think that's as powerful as what Price Labs has to offer? Do you see people, you know, I don't need any other tech. Like, Airbnb's giving me everything. I don't have to, you know, partner up with any third-party offerings. Everything I need is right here. What are your thoughts on that?
Where are we giving you that data? And honestly, if you're not already using a dynamic pricing tool, you can go find that data yourself manually. The difference is how difficult is it going to be, right? Because it starts to become a little tedious when you're doing manual research like that. We've been providing that data. I'd be curious to see, how do they aggregate it? Are they just showing you line by line, night by night, what other hosts are charging? Because we can do that, but we can also aggregate the data to show you what the 25th to 50th percentile is charging, what the upper 90th percentile is charging. And we can also show you how that fluctuates over time. We'll also show you in our dashboard what the rate that people are actually getting booked at, because what your rates are set at versus what people are getting booked at can be very
two different
things.
Yes, for sure. What do you see as like the number one thing when hosts, you know, start to use a dynamic pricing software? What is it 90% of them are undercharging? Like, what are some stats that Price Labs does like champion of like, look, when a host comes on, they make, you know, 90% of hosts make more money. Like, what are some of those like trophy stats that you guys kind of can throw out just so hosts know, like, whether it's Price Labs or anyone, like, they should be using a dynamic pricing tool?
Yeah, I think number one would be, and I think it goes on both ends of the spectrum, people are either over or undercharging. Okay. I guess a better way to describe it is just not charging what the market demands. So knowing where you sit within your market, that's going to be the first thing that you learn off the bat by looking at sections in Price Labs, such as neighborhood data. I'll try not to get too technical here within the software, because I know not everyone uses it. You might not know what I'm talking about. But yes, that would be the first thing that I would say you could look at. Second thing is looking at where your high and your low seasons are. You probably have an idea what the peak season versus off-peak season is. Or if you're in more of an urban market, you might not actually see seasonality, but you might see differences in demand. So demand and seasonality are two other things that we'll be able to show you just off the bat by the data that we're finding in your market. I would say the third thing that a lot of people don't know to utilize are not just dynamic pricing, but dynamic minimum stays.
Oh, okay. So they're not using dynamic minimum night stays? Is that?
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you, when you have your listings, when you first started, did you set a 2-night minimum? 3-night minimum?
No, it was one night. I was churn and burning. And that was I didn't even know.
She was chaos over here.
I had the same price Monday through Friday, Saturday, or Friday night, Saturday, different. And it was like, I mean, it was one night stays. There was nothing dynamic about it.
And I was mislike, trust no one. You must stay at least 3 nights in my metro market. Like, yeah. So both yes and no.
Okay. So for both of you, did you find that you either didn't fill up the calendar because you had a more restrictive minimum stay? Or on the other hand, did you find that people were booking these one night stays for random weekends 6 months out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did change it though. Over time I did change it. And I never did less than I went to weekend minimums. Like I was like, what was I? Oh boy, that was a rough one.
We're okay to be vulnerable over here. Thanks for visiting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, but this is the perfect example of how you can improve your minimum stay strategy. So you never want to be, you never want to eliminate a future guest from being able to book because the minimum stay is too restrictive. But at the same time, you don't want to risk segmenting your calendar too much to the point where the availability that some people might want isn't there. That's where the dynamic minimum stays come in. And what we can do is tell you what your default minimum would be based on information that we're pulling from the market. We'll give you a suggested default minimum. But then we can also tell you, hey, outside of, let's say, 90 days, we're noticing that people are actually able to book longer stays. I want to increase your minimum outside of 90 days to a 3-night minimum from a 2-night minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the flip side, as we get closer in, we're noticing that your typical booking window is about 30 days. And if you're not booked inside of 30 days, you might want to decrease your minimum to try to scrape up whatever demand is left.
Like scrape up that demand. You got to get the crumbs. Yeah. You need them sometimes.
Oh, it's tough out there sometimes.
The streets are tough. Yeah.
It's like you got to scrape sometimes for sure. Because I think sometimes we do get too stringent and it's like, wait, the demand isn't there. Like if no one's booking, no one's booking. So if someone wants to come for one night, like let them in.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
With caveats, listeners, you know how we feel about that. But so that's incredible. What else, Monique? Like is there any other features that you see hosts being really shocked at when you share it with them?
What isn't shocking when you first go from using manual pricing to dynamic pricing?
That's true.
People can often be shocked at how high.
Yes.
We assume that they'll be able to raise their rates.
I would agree with you on that.
I think that, yeah. And, you know, there are guardrails that you can set within Price Labs and any dynamic pricing tool. You can always set your minimum and you can set your maximum if you choose. I work with people about 50-50 who decide to either set a maximum or not. I always recommend setting your minimum, making sure that you know what your break-even rate is so that you set your minimum price at or near that rate that you're comfortable with. How high the rates can go out further into the future for high demand dates, for high seasonality, can be a little shocking at first. But what's nice is that we actually give you the data right there line by line on your calendar to identify, okay, your seasonality is causing your price to go up by this percent. And we're also noticing an increase in demand. So it's going up an additional X percent. So that's why we're getting to this final price. So it's not like we're just saying, hey, we're telling you to do this without any data to back our claims up.
Right. And I just want to mention here, like as consumers, we are all, you know, participating in dynamic pricing on a daily basis. If you're using, you know, if you're looking at flights, I know I take Ubers often. And I mean, the same ride could be $10 to, you know, $50, depending on supply to be like, other industries have been using dynamic pricing forever. And I just encourage hosts, if you aren't using dynamic pricing, like, it's why not? Like, think about all the other industries that are using it. And it is second nature to us to not question that, you know, did that flight to visit your friend during the fall, it might be 3 times more expensive in the spring. And we don't think anything, it's supply and demand. It's old, you know, old school economics. So I'm going to go with, when we talk to people about dynamic pricing, when you're saying push the rates, I think we get, like, people are kind of getting shock of how high the rates could possibly go. And they think they're not going to get booked. And so I say, be patient with it. The dynamic pricing is there to help you, not hurt you. One question that we get often, and I don't ever know how to answer this. It is so funny. We get it in DMs and also email. Why would I use a dynamic pricing tool? Airbnb has smart pricing. Wouldn't they want me to get booked? And I kind of want to scream because they're looking out for themselves. Like, of course they want you to get booked because they want the calendars booked all day. How would you respond to someone thinking that smart pricing is going to, because I mean, I know smart pricing used to take like such a nosedive. Like, I was like, no way. I don't even want anybody in the property for that price. How should we answer that question eloquently and honestly?
Okay. So smart pricing is just that. It's looking out for Airbnb, right? So I know when we first started, Airbnb was the only platform that we were on. So for us, it wasn't like people could find us on other platforms, but Airbnb doesn't necessarily know that. So their smart pricing is going to drive people to stay on their platform, because if a listing is booked on other platforms or has a direct booking website, Airbnb, like, the host might not lose business, the property manager wouldn't lose business by having it booked somewhere else, but Airbnb loses the business. They lose that service fee. So if they undercut the same listing's pricing as compared to where it's listed, you know, whether it's on Vrbo, direct booking, booking.com, Hopper, any of the other, you know, OTAs that are out there, they're just trying to keep the reservation on their platform. So to me, that's the biggest driver for people not being users of Airbnb's smart pricing tool.
Thank you. Now I'm armed with my answer, because mine was like, they're just looking at, it was not as eloquent as that.
Just so getting mad.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one of my final questions. This is Monique. Right. Dynamic pricing and marketplaces. Like, it sounds,
analytical.
Thank you. Analytical. Like, but in reality, if someone is in the hosting industry because they love hosting and they love making their property, you know, a wow factor for their guests and their travelers and the 5-star reviews, that component, I want to reassure them, but from you, because you were on both sides, user, and then now you work at Price Labs, but how much time
great question.
Do you think a successful host who has awesome pricing and an awesome revenue management strategy, how much time do you think they should expect to be inside of Price Labs on a weekly basis, monthly, whatever, wherever you want to take us?
Okay. So I think the initial setup and getting to understand the system is always going to take a little bit longer, just because it's something new. It's unfamiliar. You want to make sure that you understand how all the features work. You want to make sure that your base price is set correctly, that you have your minimum stays set up correctly. So for that, I would say probably a couple hours within the first week. We have webinars that are really wonderful. We have a basics webinar that goes over everything you'll need to go to get your listing properly set up. We run that Monday through Friday. It's live on Zoom. It's usually a very small group. You can ask questions one-on-one it's usually some, like, myself or someone from the team. So do that webinar. Then you kind of set everything up based on what you learn, or you follow along. So a few hours the first week. Within your 30 days, I always recommend just keeping an eye on things every other day, maybe, as long as you have it set up properly. Once you have your pricing kind of honed in and you feel confident that the forward-looking pricing is looking good, the seasons look correct, we're raising it where it should be raised, we're lowering it where it should be lowered, you can then start to focus more on what's your strategy versus what's your actual prices. And from there, you can probably reduce it to checking your prices maybe once a week. That's typically where I'm at with myself and my husband. Sometimes I'll even go 2 weeks, during time, like right now, we're kind of about to get into our peak season. So I'm checking it a little more frequently just to see like where January and February are shaping up to be. Mm-hmm. during the summer, I usually check every other week. And that's usually enough for me to spend 30 minutes in there looking at my forward look, looking at the tool that we have in there, portfolio analytics, that can allow you to benchmark against yourself from previous data. Mm. And even just within 30 minutes to 45 minutes, you can infer a lot of information about your own performance.
That's amazing. So to wrap up, I know you've got to head on to another webinar for Price Labs and yeah. educating people on pricing. So we're going to let you go here, but going back to the original reason why we wanted you on the podcast today, Monique, everything that's going on with, you know, Airbnb and its pricing structure, it sounds to me like a Price Labs user could show up to one of these webinars, workshops, and see like, hey, do I need to change anything to be making sure that I'm taking my piece to the marketplace now that these things are changing? Am I being flexible within the Price Lab software so that it'll reflect appropriately on Airbnb? I mean, is that the kind of relationship you have with the users so they don't feel like they're like, what do I do? And I don't want to lose money. I don't want to leave money on the table.
Yeah. So we have the webinars recorded on the website. That way, if you need to just listen up and then send an email over to our support team, we have 24/7 support. We also have chat support 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, so Monday through Friday, where you can get an instant answer. So if there's ever anything that you're unclear about, you don't know if you have things set up properly, just email our support team because they typically get back to you within a few hours.
That's awesome.
From there, if you're looking to kind of see where you're sitting within the market, you may not even need to join one of our webinars. I would look at tools like our neighborhood data tab, which comes right within each dynamic pricing list. Like within each listing, you have a tab for neighborhood data, and that's specific to each individual listing. You can infer a lot of, if you're looking at the cleaning fees in particular, you'll want to use the market dashboard. We have the webinar for that up on YouTube, and we run that one the first week of every month. And I always forget whether that one's on Wednesday or Thursday. But if you need us to send it out, you can just ask our support team. We'll send you the sign up link. In terms of actually, because this is what I do want to cover, because it is the one thing that we wanted to talk about, how to actually offset those cleaning fees in a dynamic pricing software. I covered a little while ago about doing a little bit of market research to see where other people are sitting at with their pricing. Let's say that you've determined that the price that other hosts are charging is actually a little bit less than what it actually costs you to clean. And this is the case from my own personal experience. Our cleaning fee is a bit higher than what the market is charging. What I've done within Price Labs is I took a look at what the average length of stay is for our guest, which is about, let's round it down to 2. There's a $30 difference between what we charge and what the average cleaning fee is for a 2-bedroom house in our area. I've added that amount as a pricing offset in Price Labs. So what I did was I took that $30 difference, I divided it by 2, and I added a $15 nightly offset to our pricing. That way, whatever price Price Labs is pushing, it'll be an extra $15 to account for that $30 that we're missing on Airbnb, because I've then lowered my cleaning fee on Airbnb to be more competitive with the people who are charging a little less.
Love that. That is a hot tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. No, that's Monique. The way to go. That's
incredible.
The way to go.
All right. We're going to let you go. Monique, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for your insight as a host and as a pricing expert now working at Price Labs. Listeners, if you're interested in Price Labs, let them know the podcast sent you. We definitely want Price Labs to know how much we love them. We use them. We champion what they're doing for us. We'll have a link in our show notes. But Monique, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And we'll be sure to share all of your information on your property and ways to contact you on Instagram in the show notes as well. So with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Remember wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.